Time for sports news now, and I'm delighted to say good morning to Warwick Hadfield. How are you, Warwick?
I'm delighted to say good morning to Hamish as well.
Let's start with the cricket. Australia yep. was without Steve Smith, but England couldn't quite deliver the final knockout blow in the drawn second Ashes test at Lord's.
But it was still a bit fraught for Australia at the end of day five. The top order failed again, and England pressed for victory quite tellingly. And they will wonder what might have been if another hour hadn't been lost to their nation's already problematic weather. And I guess Australia will be wondering a lot too, because Australia was 6 for 154, way short of any chance of a victory, as Warner, Bancroft, Khawaja and Wade all fell cheaply. And Tim Payne's old coach, Enrico De Venuto, he must be watching in pain as his former star pupil forgets yet again to roll his wrist when playing the pull shot. It was Venuto 101 back in the day when he was coaching at University of Tasmania. So, look, the main job of saving the match fell to Marcus Labuschagne, who was, as well as making a half century, made history as the first player to replace another in Test cricket because of the new policies relating to concussion. As everyone all over Australia and most of England knows, that other player was Steve Smith. Now, Labuschagne got his own knock on the noggin from Jofra Archer, who showed yet again that England has absolutely found one in this bloke. Rodney Hogg says that in all his years, and there are plenty of them, he's never seen anyone bowl as fast with as little seeming effort as Archer, who has in the eyes of some, mostly Australian of course, become the pantomime villain. Except he's not behind you, he's right in front of you, in your face, or right in your grill. And look, how Australia deal with his venomous pace could well determine ownership of the fabled little urn. Australia 1-0 up with three games to go, but England, as they did in the gloom last night looming, and much to be written about before the third test about whether Steve Smith and his headache make an appearance. And Hamish, who said Test cricket is dead?
Certainly, and Jofra Archer certainly playing the part there. In AFL, Richmond showed its premiership credentials, beating West Coast in the wet.
Yeah, look, Hamish, the Eagles were the defending champions and, of course, the one spot ahead of the Tigers at the sharp bit of the ladder going into the game. And they led for much of that match, but were outdone in the fourth quarter. Richmond back to its old never-say-die best. Jack Revolt kicking the winning goal. Let's get to that AFL ladder after the penultimate home and away game that shows a new leader, Brisbane. Yep, that's what the man said, Brisbane. After the line showed Geelong's inadequacies up yet again at the Gabba. That match decided by 1 point. And the rest of the top eight is West Coast, Richmond, Collingwood, Greater Western Sydney, Essendon, the tumbled rolled out of Tullamarine after the Bombers thrashed Frio, and Footscray breaking up the eight, Hamish.
In Super Netball, the Lightning coach, Nolin Tarua, was channeling John Lennon yesterday, give peace a chance.
And peace took it, Hamish. We're talking about the Ugandan champion, Peace Proskovia. Now, she signed on with the Lightning this season, the signing of the year, according to her teammates. And that was even before yesterday when she came off the bench with her side well behind the Melbourne Vixens. At one stage, it was 8 goals. She scored 33 goals herself from 34 attempts. And that gave the Lightning a 1-point win, a bit of a nail biter. And it also took them to the top of the ladder after the New South Wales Swifts lost to Collingwood on Saturday. Now, that result put the Pies into the top four, but only temporarily, as yesterday the netballing Giants, who are doing a bit better than their Australian rules football colleagues at the moment, they beat the Thunderbirds. So the top four is Lightning, the Swifts, the Vixens and the Giants, with Collingwood still a show with a round to go, Hamish. They'll be loving that at Collingwood.
They absolutely will. In rugby league, Cronulla Sutherland has snuck into the top eight after beating St George Illawarra yesterday.
Hamish, it was the Battle of Tom Ugly's Bridge, and ugly it was for most of the game. Knock-ons aplenty before the Sharks won 18-12. The match-winning try might have even been a knock-on too. It was subject to almost infinite scrutiny by the bunker folk, with people, official players, officials, players, and of course the long-suffering in the terrace is still not really clear now about what happened from the fact eventually that it was awarded as a try. Wade Graham said post-match he had touched the ball, bouncing en route to Bronson Sherry, who scored the try, but he didn't know if Sherry was behind him or in front of him, so it might have been a knock-on, but then again it might not have been. But anyway, whatever that was all about, the show. Sharks are eight. Melbourne is still first, despite the record-making loss to Canberra, losing from 18-0 down. The Storm had never done that before. The Raiders having their best season in a while, third behind Eastern Suburbs in fourth, Manly Warringah, with South Sydney down a place to fifth, ahead of Parramatta on four and against. Brisbane is seventh, and that's ahead of the feud, and there's no other way to describe this game of rugby league against the Rabbitohs this weekend, because it's not just South Sydney playing the Broncos, it's Wayne Bennett up against Seibold. Those two coaches, of course, swapping jobs during the off-season and don't really like each other a real lot, it must be said.
In basketball, another big name has pulled out of the Australian side for the World Cup.
Yeah, look, this is a long-standing problem in the sport of basketball, the big NBA names making themselves unavailable for their countries over the years. And, of course, now with so many Australians plying their trade in the United States, the contagion has spread to this country. Jonah Bolden, now he's a Philadelphia 76er teammate of the already absent Ben Simmons. He's told the Boomers coaching staff he's withdrawing from the World Cup squad for personal reasons. Australia does have a deeper pool of talent than in years past, but not so deep that the loss of Simmons, Bolden, and also Thon Maker, who's withdrawn because of NBA commitments, was not going to be felt, particularly against the US this week, and of course against the US and plenty of others in the looming World Cup, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much. I should let you know that Robin Williams from RN came into the breakfast production studio this morning waving a Welsh flag, saying that you hadn't responded to his email, so I suppose I should say that the Welsh won the rugby.
And they beat England. That's why. That's another reason why Robin would be so so proudly running around with that flag.
Thank you very much, Warwick. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good on you.